way to get you going. This is Breakfast Beat with Glenn Fakir and Sagra Shegesov. Only on the Voice of the Cape.
This will be the last time that you hear my voice as the provincial traffic chief of the Western Cape province. Within the next 45 minutes, I will be on retirement. I want to thank you all for the fact that you supported me throughout the years. Thank you for being there when I needed you. And thank you for your role in road safety. Keep on making differences in other people's lives. I thank you.
And that was the voice note that was shared in the traffic group on Friday, the 31st of July, by Western Cape Traffic Chief Kenny Africa, as he took off his gloves and said, guys, it's been 46 good years. Thank you so much. And that is the end of my service for now. So, of course, you know, just a voice that we've become so accustomed to, such a well-known voice, and, you know, ever ready just to assist, even on those off days. I mean, we've seen it in the traffic group, you know, Kenny Africa, just ready to assist, to give the advice, to let us know what's going on out on the roads. And it's been a great pleasure. Of course, we've known him for years on end, just coming through with all his services, both, you know, on in the media, print, television, radio. He's just been ever so ready to come through with those reports that we need, even on the public holidays. So it's been great to, you know, be a part of the journey as well. I think all of the media platforms can say that they've really appreciated the extra mile, so to speak, that Mr. Africa has gone for everybody during his time. But joining us online to say a final goodbye, but before that, you know, to speak to us about the journey over the past 46 years is retired Western Cape Traffic Chief Kenny Africa. Good morning and thanks for joining us, sir.
Yeah, and good morning to all our listeners out there. So yeah, as you already said, the public holidays, Sundays, Saturdays, weekends, even when on holiday, and today as a pensioner.
No, it's great stuff, and hopefully this will probably be the last time we will be troubling you. But Mr. Africa, it's been a run and a half. I mean, 46 years of service. You know, what's it been like? Take us back, you know, to those early days.
Well, if I can start, you know, many moons ago, when I was an 18-year-old boy, starting this career as a traffic officer here in the Cape Province then. The day when I started my career, I promised to the public, the broader public of South Africa, that I will do everything in my power to make differences in other people's lives. Mm-hmm. Differences in other people's lives by trying my utter best to stop this ongoing nonsense on our roads. You know, innocent people getting killed in motor vehicle crashes on a daily basis. And I believed that I had a wonderful career doing just that, 24/7 available to the public, 24/7 available to the media, making sure that people are alerted when things are going wrong on our roads. To put people on other routes when there was problems, especially in the later years with all these problems that we're having, people blocking roads and protest actions and those type of things. Mm-hmm. But my career as a traffic officer, I can say that I walked the extra mile.
Absolutely.
I did more than what was expected of me to do, and I believe that, you know, being a traffic officer is not only writing tickets for smooth tires and checking if licenses aren't expired. Mm. And about in 2012, I said to my traffic officers in the Western Cape province, it's highly time that we start to work smarter and look out for other things like the drugs, illegal substances, and since 2012, we, the Provincial Traffic Services of the Western Cape, confiscated drugs and illegal substances to a street value. somebody of more than 180 million rand. And people sometimes ask me, but what has drugs and illegal substances to do with road safety? And I'm saying everything, because drugs are killing our children in our neighborhoods. And if we from traffic side can strengthen the hands of the police out there, we can also stop this nonsense.
Absolutely. But we also know, you know, that you almost didn't become a traffic officer. What happened all those years back?
Well, that was, you know, I still had a ponytail, a very long hair, and applied for this position a couple of times, and every time I just got a telegram back from the department, sorry, you were just a day too late. Mm. And in 1974, one Thursday morning, I decided to hitchhike from Genadenau. It's a little Moravian mission station in the Overberg, about 3 kilometers away from Greaten. Mm. It was still a gravel road from Genadenau to Caledon to the N2, and I got up that morning 5 o'clock and hitchhiked to the N2.
Wow.
And from the N2, I took on the road to Cape Town. And 3:45 that afternoon, I landed up at Alfred Street on the 6th floor. And the room number, I can clearly remember, was room number 602.
Mm-hmm.
And I knocked on this door. And, you know, standing in front of this door with a little plastic bag in my hand, my clothes and my toothbrush and toothpaste was in that plastic bag. There was no money for a suitcase.
Yeah.
And the gentleman opened the door by the name of Mr. Steyman, and he asked me, can I help you? And I said, sir, I want to become a traffic officer.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what the man told me? He said to me, sorry, you are just a day too late. And the tears started rolling over my cheeks, and I was so heart sore. And the man asked me, but why are you crying?
Mm.
And I said to him, sir, but this is now the fifth time that I applied for this position, and every time I'm getting exactly the same answer.
Mm-hmm.
And the next moment, another gentleman walked into the room, Mr. Foree. And Mr. Sneyman said to Foree, just go and have a look if this boy applied several times for this post before.
Mm.
And a few minutes later, he came back and he said, indeed so, 4 times.
Wow.
Yes, 4 applications. And they decided then that they're going to give me an opportunity to come for an interview and ask me, can you be here tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock again?
Mm-hmm.
And the next morning, 8 o'clock, I was there. But before I left the office, shortly after 4 that afternoon, Mr. Sneyman said to me, and please cut your hair. Because if you want to become a traffic officer, you must be very neat.
Well,
and I didn't cut my hair.
Oh, okay.
But the next morning, I came there with the same ponytail,
uh-huh.
And he looked at me, and there were 6 people in the room, and they had a very lengthy and brief interview with me. And after the interview, they said to me, can you be at the telephone this afternoon, 4 o'clock? And I said, yes, sir, I will be at the telephone. And I went back home to my sister's place,
mm-hmm.
And sat at the telephone from around about 2 o'clock that afternoon. Every uh-huh. time the phone rang, I was the person to answer.
Yeah.
And on the dot, 4 o'clock, the phone rang, and I picked it up, mm-hmm. and it was Mr. Sneyman.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to me, are you sitting or standing? I said, sir, I'm sitting. He said, well, I want to give you the good news. We decided to give you the opportunity to go to the traffic training college. You have to start
finally.
Monday morning.
Brilliant stuff. So, of course, that's where it all began. But, of course, you know, over the years and since then, I mean, 46 years is a long time. And you've had to witness some pretty interesting moments. I mean, you know, before we get to the highlights of the career, you know, you've witnessed some of the most gruesome road accidents. And, you know, one would think, oh, you're the traffic chief. You've got to show up and you've got to be there. But how have you, you know, sort of processed and dealt with all the trauma from all of these years?
Well, one thing that I believed in was that, and I said to my radio control and my traffic chiefs throughout the Western Cape, I want to be the first person to know if anybody dies in a motor vehicle crash on our roads in the Western Cape, whether it's in Philippi or in George or in Beaufort West or in Genadendal, for that matter, Worcester, Lanesburg. You just mentioned the town. I want to know about any fatality that occurs in the Western Cape, whether it's in the morning, 8 o'clock, or 3 o'clock in the early morning hours of the day, or 10 o'clock at night, or even 10 o'clock on a Sunday morning in church.
Certainly.
I want to know what's going on our roads. And, you know, it happened so many times in church when me and my family went to church, and if the phone rang, then I would walk out of church.
Wow.
Because I believed, you know, it could be between life and death.
Absolutely, and true dedication at that. But also, you know, you've been the eye on the roads for decades, you know. And during this time, you know, and through all of this time, you know, could you possibly say, you know, that attitudes to road safety have changed or has changed over the years?
Well, I can say that we're not there yet. We are definitely not there yet, but throughout the years, I think we changed the attitude and behavior of so many people out there. But there's still people who just don't give a damn, who just don't respect other people's lives on our roads, taking unnecessary chances, endangering innocent people's lives on our roads. And for those people, I want to say today, remember that the public is the eyes and ears of our traffic officials on the roads in South Africa. And if you do stupid things, somebody will notice that and report you to the traffic services. And as from today, or actually from Saturday morning, I will now also be the eyes and ears of our traffic officers as a member of the public out there.
Great stuff. But of course, this weekend was the first time, you know, that you could officially just relax and forget about all those duties and the traffic reports. I mean, did you miss it? It must have been something so totally out of the norm. And of course, everyone's wondering, you know, what is Mr. Africa's plans now that you're officially retired?
Well, my dear, I don't think you can say that, because Friday evening I received a call from my radio control, and when I answered the phone, they said, "Sorry, Mr. Africa, we forgot."
Oh, dear.
Last night, 11 o'clock, I received a call from Ladysmith between just before before Oudtshoorn, where there was a very bad accident where people were trapped in the vehicle. And the first person they contacted was Mr. Africa. And I had to answer the call, and I took my phone and I made the necessary arrangements with radio control and people to be informed and alerted of this accident and warn the public about this accident.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, in the first few weeks,
yes,
people will still contact me, but I still believe my phone should not ring more than three times, as I did it in the past couple of years. Three times, then I had to answer my phone. And again, I believe it can be between life and death.
Absolutely.
It was difficult. Sunday morning, on the dot, 4 o'clock, I was awake.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to myself, but I'm a pensioner. I need to get up at 8 o'clock only. So, yeah, I think I still will be getting up and be up at 4 o'clock in the morning until such time that I'm going to get over this.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you've had a good run, and we, on behalf of Voice of the Cape Radio and all our listeners, we'd like to thank you, Mr. Africa, for all your years of service and dedication. And we wish you, you know, many more years of good rest. And we do know you certainly will still have your eye on our roads. But thank you so much for joining us this morning, and all of the best to you. And that was Mr. Kenny Africa, former Western Cape traffic chief, who's now going to be enjoying himself some good years of retirement.